So, folks, big news. RaffleCon begins today. Internet memes, academics, makers and purveyors of all that is funny and wonderful on the net will gather on the campus of where else? MIT, to deconstruct internet culture. Attendees are also promised there will be some, quote, rocking out. BPP producer Ian Chilog is there. He joins me now on the line. Ian.
Good morning.
Good morning, Ian. So, there you are. RaffleCon officially begins today, but apparently things got started a little early last night, a little pre-party action, right?
Oh, OMG, it was crazy.
What happened?
This guy, Scott Beal, who runs the influential blog Laughing Squid, opened up a bar tab at this Irish pub near MIT and invited all these memes, you know, like everybody, the LOL cats, Chuck Norris facts, all these different humans behind the memes to basically come and have as many drinks as they wanted. And the room was packed. Scott was one of many people drinking with one hand and twittering with the other. Here he is.
You can see if you walk in that room right now, there's a lot of drunk memes. There's probably some brand new memes that are being hatched tonight, and we will see in 6 to 8 weeks.
Drunk memes.
Yeah. Yeah, there was a guy there who is making YouTube videos, possibly future memes, of RaffleCon while RaffleCon is going on.
Wow.
So who knows?
Okay, big time memes, internet celebrity sightings.
Yeah. I still don't know if I'm allowed to reveal his name, but Cheeseburger from I Can Has Cheeseburger, the big LOL cat site,
of
was
course.
There. It was like that scene in Boogie Nights where Dirk Diggler goes into the club and like everybody's dancing with him and surrounding him. This Cheeseburger was actually signing autographs.
Wow.
Really, people were going up. I really was
Did
hoping
he sign them in the lolcat language?
Yeah, yeah, I don't know. I mean, I got to assume. I was really hoping for Tayson Day. He wasn't there.
Oh.
Neither was Rick Astley.
Oh, bummer.
Which brings me to something I learned last night. Jacob, can we hear a little bit of Never Gonna Give You Up? Okay, that's enough.
That's enough, yeah. Made that out.
Maybe for the last time. You know, I talked to a lot of people. I talked to the internet last night, and the internet told me this.
So there's a joke that needs to die right now, but it won't. Rickrolling, right?
Wow, the internet spoke.
Who was the internet?
Yeah, that was Scott Beal again from Laughing Squid. And he made this point about, you know, it's really interesting because a lot of this stuff, it's very inside. Like, even though the internet is very much about including everyone, I mean, kind of the internet by its nature is everyone in the world getting together and thinking these things are funny. Yet there's this group that was basically this party last night to whom these are the inside jokes. And, you know, you might have these with your friends. And then through the internet, you have these jokes with millions and millions of people. And so when, like, the mainstream picks up on Rickrolling and it's like your mom picking up on a joke you had as a kid. And
yeah, not funny anymore.
And you want nothing to do with it anymore.
Not funny anymore. Well, I understand you have lots of good stuff coming up. There's going to be an LOL Cats I Can Has case study. You're going to talk to all kinds of cool people. Ian, we're going to get the full debrief from you on Monday.
Sounds good.
BPP producer Ian Chilog. He'll be blogging
and
writing
Twitter. He'll be blogging, yes.
All weekend long. Oh, yeah, sure. Let's go out on that. Hey, that does it for this hour of the BPP. We're always online at npr.org/Bryant Park. I'm Rachel Martin.
And I'm Mike Pasca. And I'm